Good morning. May it please the court. Our argument on behalf of Mr. Miller is in two parts. First, in what appears to be a case of first impression before this court, we believe that windows are consumer products under the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act because of the nature of the transaction test found in the FTC regulations. And second, there are questions of fact in this particular case concerning window work that was performed 1.5 years after the house was supposedly completed, and the windows still leak and are in a defective state. First, windows are consumer products under the nature of the transactions test. FTC Reg 700.1E states that the coverage of building materials which are not separate items of equipment is based on the nature of the purchase transaction. An analysis of the transaction will determine whether the goods are real or personal property. The numerous products which go into the construction of a consumer dwelling are all consumer products when sold over the counter, as by hardware and building supply retailers. As recognized by the Nebraska Supreme Court in 2009 in a case involving the purchase of windows by a homeowner for the construction of a new home on vacant land, identical to the situation here involving Mr. Miller and his home, the case of Wilson versus Semco, the Nebraska Supreme Court said that it is the nature of the transaction and not the nature of the real estate, that is, whether you have an existing home or new construction, that determines whether you have a consumer product. The nature of the transaction test considers these five possible elements. Was there a single written contract for the real estate or several? What were the terms of the contract or contracts? Was the homeowner involved in decisions to purchase the product separately? Was there a lump sum payment or were there several payments? And finally, what was the temporal proximity between purchases? All of these elements point to the homeowner's involvement. Here, the district court did not look at the nature of the sale at all. The district court did not make any findings regarding the terms of sale, the scope, terms, or coverage of the oral agreement between Mr. Miller and the builder, when the windows were purchased over the counter, the terms of the agreement with Pella Windows, which, unlike the oral agreement with the builder, contained a written warranty, nor did the district court consider the temporal differences from April of 2003, which involves the contract with the builder, June of 2003, which involves the contract with Pella Windows, and through April of 2005, when Pella was doing work on Mr. Miller's home. Here it is undisputed that there was an oral agreement in April of 2003 with the builder. The district court, however, did not make any factual findings concerning the terms of this agreement, nor could it because the case was disposed of on a motion to dismiss. The over-the-counter purchase of the windows occurred in June of 2003. This is not in dispute. Mr. Miller spent a lot of time and effort in negotiating the purchase of the windows and dealing directly with Pella following the purchase of those windows. So this is not a case where the plaintiff simply gave the builder a set dollar amount and left everything to the builder to construct the house and waited for the builder to give him the keys. But in the end, we would argue that the general rule here applies, and the general rule is found in the FTC Reg 700.1A, and it says that where it is unclear whether a particular product is covered under the definition of a consumer product, any ambiguity will be resolved in favor of coverage, which makes sense given the purpose of the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act is for the protection of the consumer. Second, there are questions of fact concerning the particular window work in this case that occurred 1.5 years after the house was supposedly complete. And those windows still leak and are in a defective state. In April of 2005, the record shows that Mr. Miller contacted and paid Pella Windows to do an inspection of his home and the windows in his home. Pella Windows did work in April of 2005. That is still defective.
And was that warranty work?
That was warranty work, Your Honor, yes.
It sounds like what you're saying here, is, which is curious. There are lots of contracts and lots of enforcements in state law and everything. Why is this come under this federal law? What's the point?
Well, it comes under the federal law because the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act is designed to help consumers in the purchase of consumer products. And the sole issue before this court is whether the windows in this particular case would constitute a consumer product that would allow us to invoke the federal protections of the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act. We argue that under the Nebraska Supreme Court decision, which was decided in 2009, it is, following the nature of the transactions test set forth in the FTC regs.
But you have, when you bring Pella in, for whatever reason, some defective installation or something defective about the windows themselves, that all sorts of things that come under the warranty, which you're trying, your client is trying to enforce. I don't know when you get away from the home builder, whether it's a verbal contract or a written contract, or you've got an architect supervising and all sorts of things. The distinction is because there are so many things that are all isolated, taken in isolation, are consumer products. And if you went into a change order, let's say you're putting in a furnace, and you say, I'd really like to upgrade that. Let's get a better furnace, or it's water softener, or any number of other things. Does that transfer those into a consumer product just because the owner interjected or at least put in his opinion with the builder?
Yes, in fact, it would. In your specific example, the furnace is identified under the FTC regs as a separate item of equipment. So things
okay,
like furnaces.
I shouldn't have used that then. If it's separately identified.
But your broader question about the question
could
of
be a
the,
smaller thing or any number of things.
Right. The homeowner basically interjecting himself or herself into the decisions.
They also refer to windows as being part of the whole package.
Structure. That's correct. Well, that's where the nature of the transactions test would require the court to look at the facts of the particular case and apply the criteria and determine, as I said, the nature and the degree of the homeowner's involvement. Certainly, if you have a written contract that sets forth in great detail what the builder is going to do, that's one issue. Or if you have a case where there's a completed structure and the homeowner is simply buying the piece of real estate and getting the keys, as you might have, for example, with some of the large home builders, Pulte Homes, you basically are buying a completed house, although it's not yet built. The builder does all the decisions and makes everything.
Of course, the homeowner's probably there every other day looking around and bitching and all sorts of things.
And checking on it. But that would be a different thing than actually legally intervening as Mr. Miller did and, in fact, of necessity had to here because the agreement is kind of a peculiar one that you have an oral agreement for the construction of a $500,000 home. So the terms of that agreement are up in the air. And what we're suggesting is, given some of the differences in terms of the temporal differences you have with the when Pella came into the picture, Mr. Miller's involvement with Pella.
You're in rebuttal time,
Thank you. Those issues would affect the court's determination. So in conclusion, we respectfully request that this court reverse the decision of the district court, which dismissed this case for lack of subject matter jurisdiction, and remand the case for further proceedings. Thank you very much.
Mr. Maxey.
May it please the court, counsel. David Maxey on behalf of Pella Windows, Pella Products. I'm going to go off my script since it's a short argument here and just basically attack his assertions. First of all, the Nebraska Supreme Court case is entirely distinguishable. In that case, the consumer went out, bought the windows for themselves. They were going to purchase the building themselves, their own home. In this case, Mr. Herman Construction, they entered into a contract with the plaintiffs to build the plaintiff's home. They then, during that process, went out and purchased the windows from Pella.
Who did?
The Herman Construction Company did, not the plaintiffs. They installed the home, installed the windows, built the home, and the plaintiffs bought a completed home. They did not buy individual windows. In the Nebraska case,
they negotiated with the window. The homeowner went in and negotiated with Pella. Is that correct?
Well, there's nothing in the record that supports that. The record shows that there is an invoice from Herman Construction Company, from Pella to Herman Construction Company. Okay. The payment was made by Herman Construction Company. That's undisputed. So on that, for that reason, the home was built by a separate construction contract company. And that brings us into 700.1F, which is the controlling statutory provisions of the FTC regulations here, and which the district court also found was dispositive.
It's not statutory, though. It is a regulation.
It's the regulation, the FTC's regulation interpreting the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act. Yes, that's correct. And both the plaintiff and the defendant in this case has looked to those regulations for guidance in this case, and so did the district court. And under subsection 700.1F, in the case where a consumer contracts with a builder to construct a home, the building materials to be used are not consumer products. It is the intention of the parties to contract for the construction of realty, which will integrate the component materials. And that's what we have here. The plaintiffs entered into a contract with Herman Construction. Herman Construction built this home for the ground up. That's undisputed. It's in the verified complaint. We don't have to look at the terms of the purchase transaction. That's 700.1E, where they talk about the different components. But if you go to 700.1F, which is directly applicable here, where the consumer contracts with a builder to construct a home, that answers the question, and it distinguishes the Nebraska case from the Illinois First District case of Weiss, which we had cited to the court as part of the motion to dismiss the motion for summary judgment. The Illinois case of Weiss versus MI Homes went through the same analysis and concluded that windows in a new construction are not covered by the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act. And the reason for that is because they were part of the building of a home, the construction of a home by a contractor.
Does it matter that there wasn't at least a written contract for the building of the home versus the verbal contract that they fulfilled?
No, it does not matter because the terms are undisputed. According to the plaintiff's complaint, now on appeal they're backtracking from this, but in their complaint they admit that they entered into a contract for Herman to build their home. They also admit that they built the home from the ground up, that Herman built the home from the ground up, that it was a vacant lot, and that Herman, the contractor, built it. They also admit and allege in their verified complaint that Herman bought Pella windows. Not them. Herman bought those windows. And they have alleged that, yes, that these Pella's windows were used in creating and erecting the home. So all of the elements for both E and F, 700.1 E and F, are really met here.
So it's just not a question of whether or not Pella properly installed them, or whether they've reached a warranty or not, or something like that. It's a question of whether it comes under Magnuson.
That's correct, Your Honor. They had state law claims that were asserted in the complaint as well, and then they added these federal claims. But yes, they had state law claims for breach of warranty, product liability. There were claims against Pella and against Herman and against another party. The plaintiff talks about the terms of the agreement being unknown. We do know the terms of the agreement, the relevant terms, which is that the plaintiffs contracted with Herman Construction to build their home. That's undisputed. It's in their verified complaint. There is no reason to send this back to the district court in order to determine whether the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act...
Would it make any difference if the plaintiff, in this case, specified the amount of Pella windows?
I don't see how that makes a difference under the statute, Your Honor, because...
I'm curious what your thought was on this.
My thought is that, no, it does not. because they didn't purchase Pella windows. They purchased a completed home.
But they asked them to put in Pella windows or told them they wanted Pella windows. Wouldn't make any difference.
Doesn't make any difference because they...
It's their choice, and he goes along with the program.
That's correct, Your Honor. And the point of the statute is that it doesn't want to have...
What I've described is generally what happens, isn't it? That the owner has certain areas where he can specify what he wants very specifically, like hardware or windows or...
Yes, I'm sure that the owner does that in a lot of respects. Yes, I would say that just as Judge Tinder said, that in this particular case, that in any case of a homeowner wanting the home to be built, they're probably on the property quite a bit, suggesting and asking for certain things to be done.
Driving the contractor crazy?
That's correct. That's correct. And it doesn't matter that in this case whether they suggested Pella windows or not. What the Magnuson-Moss Act is concerned about is consumer products. They're looking at personal products, personal property, not intangible realty. They're not looking at enforcing and having breaches of contract actions, these Magnuson-Moss Act, on every certain, the ducts and the wiring and the lighting and all these separate contract, all these separate breaches to bring as part of the building of a home. They have very specific, discrete parts that they're willing to, the Magnuson-Moss Act does cover, which is the furnace or the air conditioning. But they certainly don't cover the integral components, the building components, the doors, the windows. And as my brief made clear, and I've cited to FTC regulations and the FTC advisory opinion, and yes, they're not the law. This court will interpret the law and will interpret the statute.
With the court, district court relied on them pretty heavily.
Pardon me?
The district court relied on those regs.
Yes, the district court did. And in addition, there's an advisory opinion. And the Moda case is very relevant. My time is winding down, but that Moda case is very relevant. Not because of the outcome, as the Nebraska Supreme Court did distinguish that, the one about the sprinklers, but because of what the Moda court says and the test that is applied. And the test that is applied that if a contractor comes in and builds the consumer's home, under that circumstance, the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act does not apply. And that's, on that note, I'll close unless the court has any further questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Still? How much time? 1 minute?
I would just like to direct the court's attention to subsection F and subsection E. Subsection F is the provision that deals with, in the case where the consumer contracts with a builder to construct a home. And counsel's position is, well, that trumps subsection E. And we would respectfully suggest, in fact, that subsection F and E should be read together under the idea that no particular provision should trump another. And, in fact, subsection E, if it were to be trumped by F, would have simply said, subject to the terms of F below, this is what we provide. Now, the Nebraska Supreme Court did take into analysis both E and F, and differentiate.
Why have F if it wasn't to separate out this whole house contract concept?
Well, I think F, that's a good question. I think F, if you separate it out as a whole hog concept, then it really proves too much. It's too broad. And the reason is it's too broad is because it doesn't look at the particular contract or the terms of the contract between the builder and the homeowner. For example, what if let's just hypothetically, and we don't know because it's not in the record.
Mark, because you're at the end of your time here.
My only thought is if the contract with Mr. Miller did not involve Pella windows and it was a completely separate thing, then you wouldn't have the windows involved at all. So thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll take that case under advisement.